In celebration of the Man of War Festival at Belmont Park, Naira Betts is offering an exclusive 15% winner's bonus on the Naira Betts Late Pick 5 this Saturday. Already considered racing's best play, it just got even better with a 15% winner's bonus. Exclusively available online with Naira Betts, bet must be placed on the Naira Betts app to qualify. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code MONEY and earn a $200 new member bonus. That's NairaBetts.com, NYRABetts.com, $200 bonus. Use that promo code MONEY.
Here I am, in the city, with a fistful of dollars. And baby, you better believe
I'm back, back in the New York Blue. I'm back, back in the New York Blue.
I love springtime in New York, springtime in New York, I do. Springtime in New York, springtime in New York, I do.
Hello and welcome to the Naira Betts Late Pick 5 podcast. This is the show for Saturday, May 11th. I'm your host, Peter Thomas Fornital, back with you. Not in the Brooklyn bunker. I'm out at my mom's house in my dad's old office, a place I always enjoy doing the shows from, and I'm happy to be joined today by my comrade in arms. He's the people's champion, Jonathan Kinchin. JK, what's up?
I tell you what, we do a lot of shows where people might not be from the New York area. I'd imagine that this show gets a lot of New York listens. They probably just put two and two together about who your father was.
That is true. There are people who are surprised by that. When people know my father, whose name was the same as mine, Pete Fornital, I instantly know three things about them, JK. They're from or spent a lot of time in the general tri-state area. They have good taste in music, which to me means liking rock and roll, and they're of a certain age. So there you go. You might recognize yourself in those comments. But it's always fun to do the shows from here. Remember him spending so much time in here. Never really broadcast from here, but certainly would do all the prep work for the shows. So we're coming off this crazy weekend for coverage of everything that happened last week at the Kentucky Derby. We've got several other shows up in the Money Players podcast. You can check those out. We're here today to talk about what's going on at Belmont this upcoming weekend. It's kind of amazing. I haven't made my way out to Belmont yet. I've got this trip coming up to Chicago for the weekend. I will be betting on the Naira races from the Naira Betts app and from Arlington, where I'll be hanging on Friday. If you're a listener in the area and you want to say hello, doing a little horse player meetup on Friday at AP. So please reach out to me via inthemoneypodcast.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter at LoomsBoldly. How about you, JK? When do you project to be making your Naira debut this year?
Well, I'd get there a little bit sooner if you didn't have a haunted basement. But I don't want to foot the bill for a hotel, so I don't think I'll be there until probably Belmont weekend. Probably maybe a couple days before that. Maybe Wednesday or Thursday of Belmont weekend.
So Belmont weekend is a big enough deal for you to spend the money on the hotel. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't miss the traditional Peter Luger's dinner on Friday night, so I got to make sure I get there for that.
Speaking of great New York steakhouses, I had a good one. I don't know if you've ever been to this place, but you should put it on the list. Tradition, big Naira racing fan, Matt Blankman, for his birthday, he's a May 7th birthday, and for every year on that day, or close to it, we go to Keene's Steakhouse in Midtown. Boy, what a historic place. It's like half museum, half steakhouse, but the food is great, the atmosphere is great, and we do it right, JK. We show up, we get a cocktail in the sort of saloon portion beforehand, and we usually end up in there for a nightcap as well. Have you been to Keene's?
I have never been to Keene's, but I like the kind of – New York has a couple of places like that we've talked about on the other show before, the kind of half museum, half whatever else it's supposed to be. I'm going to go blank, but you're gonna help me out here with the bar that
McSorley's.
I like.
That has the McSorley's.
McSorley's. Thank you. I knew you'd save the day on that one, so I need to definitely check out Keene's.
It would actually be a great place for an event, for a Naira Bet-sponsored racing event at some point. They've got a lot of extra space in the upstairs. Anyway, we're not on the Keens payroll. They're not one of our partners. Just a little bit of a free plug as we're talking about cool things in New York and things that folks might want to do when they come into town, like JK, for Belmont weekend. Will you be looking to play in the Belmont Stakes Challenge? A lot of the attention of the contest playing world going to be looking forward to that big live bankroll event, JK, in now just a few weeks' time.
Does a bear use the restroom in the woods?
I guess that means you'll be there with bells on, looking to... Last year, you almost won the contest. This year, you'll be trying to go one better, or not one better, about 100 better, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I'm not sure I wouldn't have won if I just didn't bet anymore. I think that the total didn't really move much, but...
You're right, but it was an unpredictable end. You had a tricky horse in the second last race, and then you had the shorty, obviously, Justify, winning the Belmont. Had results been a little more logical in the turf race, I don't think you would have. But yeah, you could have sat and won. You could have bet Justify to show and won. A lot of things could have happened.
You mean that the turf race that had a horse by the name of Spring Quality that I'm pretty sure has not won a race since?
Hasn't won since, but they got it done on that day, and they sent you and I back to the ATM machine, as I recall. But that's going to happen sometimes. It's racing. Hopefully, better fortunes for you in the contest and for me paramutually as we approach Belmont Stakes weekend this year. But still a lot of time between now and then. Some great weekends of racing, including this one. And previously on these shows, we've looked into the Saturday Naira Betts late pick five. We're going to do things a little bit different this year, and we're going to look at the Naira cross country pick five. And to make it extra cool, two of our other partner tracks are involved this weekend with Monmouth and Woodbine. But putting our partners aside, I know you're a big fan of this concept, JK. Tell me why you like these cross-country bets so much.
Well, I like them just because I think most pick five sequences have like this annoying race in them. You know, whatever it is, it just that we don't really have an opinion about. Not so much the race is annoying. What I love about this one, and what I love about ones I think we'll see as the year progresses with what Naira Betts is doing and Naira is doing with these cross-country pick fives is this one is going to be they're going to jump to Woodbine and grab us a stakes race. They're going to hop down to Monmouth and grab us a stakes race. And then they're going to provide two stakes races on there in their own right. And the maiden race they're giving us is a ton of fun. A lot of pedigree in that race. So that'll be fun to do. I love them. They kind of happen in a condensed little period. And this is a plug for me and a plug for Naira. It's also fun that a lot of times when they do these cross-country pick fives, they pop them right there on that Fox Sports broadcast. So you can watch all five of those races in their entirety on Fox Sports. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to run the Woodbine race. I'm not on the show this weekend, but typically that's what they're doing, and I'm a fan of that.
So cool to be able to watch those races in that time period in HD. It sort of ramps up the like game show slash tournament feel of it between the compressed timetable and that ability to follow along in HD. I'm excited about it, and those are the races we're going to talk about today. And it kicks off with Woodbine Race 8. It's the Balade Stakes, 4:59 Eastern, I believe, is the scheduled start time. JK, who do you like in this one?
PTF, I only need two in here. I'm going to go with the 8-horse Scotty's Model for Norm McKnight. Obviously, Norm did his thing down at Oaklawn Park. If you tuned into any of the Naira Fox Sports Saturday at the Races shows, you probably saw Norm McKnight horse winning at Oaklawn Park. He's back to Woodbine where he's stabled most of the year. This horse didn't, you know, I don't think there was an ownership change. I don't think there was anything crazy. I think the horse wanted to run the horse in the Honey Fox down at Gulfstream. They transferred Barnes for the run. Now he's back here. She's back here, excuse me, with Norm McKnight. She's won 8 times on this surface. Her figures are fast. She's tactical. She's drawn outside. Those outside trips typically do well on the Tapeta surface up at Woodbine. I think she's the most likely winner. However, I'm going to use another horse. The horse's name is Blurricane. I really like her name, and I'll tell you that in a second. But I think she makes a little bit of sense here. But I don't want to use her equally to Scotty's Model. Look, if you listen to our other shows, we talk a lot about betting efficiently. I'm not going to weigh down this show with an efficient betting conversation, but here's what I'll tell you. If you're the typical horse player who goes to the window, makes one pick five bet, and you walk away with your one ticket, and it costs you, you know, whatever, $144. I'm going to challenge you in this race to, if you're going to use both of these horses, use Scotty's model more. So have two different tickets. So go up there and call it eight with all of your numbers and do that for a dollar, and then come back again and do it for less money with Blurricane. And the name Blurricane, I grew up in Texas, reminds me of this old Texas rap song, and I don't remember the name of it. It might be Hurricane. I can't remember. But at some point in the song, this girl comes on, she starts singing, and she's like, Hurricane, but you can call him Blurricane, or maybe it's Slurricane. I don't know what it is, but it reminded me of this. We should get Pete to throw it in here so that you guys can have a listen to it, but I don't know if he's in position to do so.
Let's catch it right now.
And that mother saints, courage juice, watch when I get loose.
Hurricane, but you can call me Slurricane. Slurricane, strong enough to start an engine, man.
Not too bad, JK. That's not a bad jam.
The funny part about it is that we open up the show, we applaud your father and his career and rock and roll, and we try to appeal to the people that probably know of him, and then we throw a little old school rap in their ears for about 15 seconds. Hopefully we didn't lose them.
Oh, I hope not either, but we'll get things back on track. I've been very happy with the opening song for this show. That's rock and roll enough. Also, really not my father's rock and roll with Ace Frehley, but you know, we'll keep things rock and rolling. And I got a special one, a song I've been listening to a lot lately at the end of the show, Little One by Jonathan Richman. We'll hear 15 seconds of that. You know who Jonathan Richman is, JK?
Pete, you know I don't know music by people with real names.
The click is okay in your book. Jonathan Richman, you're without a clue. All right, let's get this thing back on the rails, please. All I'm going to do more or less is agree with you about Scotty's model, Red Hot, Norm McKnight. I agree about the trip and the preferred surface. Two back, I thought, was in a tough spot, chasing speed in a race that held together. Looks very dangerous here. I won't take too much more time on that. But you mentioned, JK, that you've got something for us in this eighth race at Belmont, which will be the second race in this cross-country pick five sequence. So I was just going to be sort of master of the obvious and go with Varenka, who I know has one of your favorite angles in looking at figures that are already faster than the field and then projecting improvement for the time away from the races, the form, the figures. It all leads to Varenka for me. But what did you think here?
I agree with you with Varenka. Ran some really fast figures in the Breeders' Cup, actually. She showed up in the Breeders' Cup last year, the Juvenile Fillies Turf. So she obviously makes a ton of sense, one that I would use pretty heavily. I'm going to try to get cute here and try to beat Chad with Structural Deficit. You know, we talk about it at Saratoga all the time. It's zigging and zagging. When do you single Chad? When do you single Todd? I think there's enough in here that I'm going to take a chance trying to beat him in this spot, and I'm going to try to beat him with Varenka, like we mentioned. I'm also going to try to get him with Inspector Havers. It's a horse that Shug McGahee debuted on the dirt sprinting and then comes back and stretches out on the turf. If you look in the pedigree, you'll notice this one's a half to Inspector Lindley, who's won some big races, graded stakes races on the grass. So this horse makes a ton of sense. I think Shug's maybe 20% in the last few years with this move, where he starts him short on the dirt, comes right back and runs him on the turf. I think maybe 3 for 15, something like that. So it's a move that makes sense. And if you're a horse player in New York, you know how Shug is. He's a conservative guy. This move makes a ton of sense. And then the next filly that I'm going to call is a filly I'll probably let Pete talk about a little bit, because I know he signed a contract at some point of his career that any filly that's bred by this group, he's got to bet him. And I'll let Pete have the rest of that one.
I'm sure you're referring to Tip at Tappet, JK, one of these Phillips bred horses. This one is one who they kept and are running as well. Lots of pedigree here with the kin to Time and Motion, who is a favorite of mine. And very interesting, when you do a little bit of form handicapping and you go back to that debut on August 19th and see that Newspaper of Record won, and yet this one was 7-1 bet into the teeth of Newspaper of Record. Clearly had talent, clearly has needed some time. I was leaning towards watching one against the strength of Varenka. I also agree with you, actually, about Inspector Havers as well. But Tip at Tappet, no surprise if there's a lot more under the hood here. and very curious to see what comes of her in this year.
The only other one I'll tell you to take a look at is Romantic Pursuit, who is out of Questing. Obviously a brilliant filly in her own right, but on the dirt. So let's see. They obviously started this one on the dirt, tried to get the dirt to go. That didn't seem to work. Second time turf. I trust Kieran. So let's see what happens with that one. And if you're trying to beat Chad like I am, you got to use horses like this that could get up and bite you.
Really is a very, very interesting race, this eighth race at Belmont on Saturday. Let's jump on the Sea Streak, JK, and head down to Monmouth. Love that boat ride, by the way. And talk about their 10th race, which will be the third in this Pick 5 sequence. Where are you going here?
I'm going to take the horse with New York form. That like I said, he hopped on the ferry down there. I wish you could ferry a horse. That'd be fun. I don't think they would like it very much. Forever Liesel, drawn to the outside. The horse is just, from a class standpoint, kind of lays over this field. There's some nice horses in here. Don't get me wrong. Breaking Bread makes some sense. Malibu Surprise makes some sense. I feel like the pace is going to be honest enough that Forever Liesel will be able to get the job done for Michelle Nevin. Has been running against Divine Miss Gray, has been running in a bunch of New York stakes races. And it's fair to say that the New York form is strong form. And I think she's just going to be live. I think she's going to get all of the pace that she needs. And that'll be a single for me in this sequence.
All right. I was going to maybe give a look to Le Weekend, especially if speed is holding on the day. I thought that Michael Gorm trainee might be loose in here. But you're like Mr. Early Speed, so if you're not liking that, it makes me question myself for a second. What are your thoughts on that one?
You know what? Look, I played a race the other day called the Kentucky Oaks.
I've heard of it.
Where it was supposed to be really fast, and there was going to be a lot of speed in here, and there's a horse that was loose on the lead, and that went on and win the race. There's another race that was run on Saturday on Kentucky Derby undercard, the Churchill Downs Sprint, where I thought it was going to fall apart. And the top three horses went ahead and stayed on for first, second, and third. It feels to me like there could be a situation where someone gets loose. And I'm starting to realize as a horse player that the jockeys read the form too. And I have a feeling it will cook up. If you look deep in some of these horses' PPs, you'll see wire-to-wire efforts. Good One Honey, four or five back, wire-to-wire. Le Weekend, there's a wire to wire in there. Malibu Surprise, pretty close to a wire to wire. Breaking Bread, it's Jorge Navarre. Who cares what the form says? She's going to go forward. So I just feel like I'm going to get the pace that I need.
And with that, JK, we're going to move on back to Belmont to close this thing out, starting off with the 9th race. And we've got Skylar Scramjet in here. Folks know I'm a big fan. Gave us that nice podcast, Exacta in the Carter. No World of Trouble in here. And I thought a good chance to wire him. What did you think?
Once upon a time, when I would bet sports from time to time, I used to look for like the team that got beat. And they come back with a vengeance, with focus. And so I kind of have that feeling about Jason Service right now in Firenze Fire. The horse didn't run great last time. Yeah, Jason Service obviously had a pretty rough weekend. I think Firenze Fire, who's 2-for-2 over the Belmont surface, is super live in this spot. And I think you'll probably get a fair enough number. The other horse that I definitely need, and probably my top pick in the race, is Recruiting Ready. Recruiting Ready comes out of the Commonwealth of Keeneland, where Bobby's Wicked One won that race. Bobby's Wicked One came back and ran a 1:30 time form U.S. figure for his race against Matoli at Churchill Downs in the Churchill Downs Sprint. I think Recruiting Ready is the class of this group, and I think that in the situation where it possibly could fall apart, I don't think it's going to fall apart. They're going 6 furlongs, and typically those races can stick around and stay together. Those are the only two that I want, is Recruiting Ready and Firenze Fire.
You think it's going to be too hot for Skylar Scramjet and or Last Time Was the Time? It's funny. We usually say Last Time Was the Time for horses that win, but in this case, maybe from your point of view anyway, Last Time Was the Time for one that ran second?
Well, the thing about Skylar Scramjet is that wasn't the most competitive field, right? So the 13-1, when you look in the program, could be a little deceiving. You're like, oh, that horse ran good. He ran second. He was 13-1, but really, World of Trouble was odds on in that race. So it's not that I don't think that Skylar Scramjet can't hang on. It's just that I think that Recruiting Ready is that much better. If you look at Recruiting Ready's last races, Bobby's Wicked won, nice horse. World of Trouble, nice horse. You know, Imperial Hint, XY Jet. I mean, this horse has been banging heads with some real, real talented sprinters. I just think that he's sitting on a good race.
It might well be. We'll find out on Saturday in that Run Happy Stakes. I don't think I named it, but when I mentioned it the first time, that's the Run Happy. And then we move on to the feature, the Grade 1 Man of War. And we got an old friend here, JK, Magic Wand, making a trip across. She's got a rabbit, Hunting Horn, in tow. And I think you look at her form, and it's going to be a big ask, I believe, for the others signed on here. I just think she's super talented. I've always thought she'd be better on a tight, firmish turf. I think those are the conditions we should get. She obviously acts when it's softer as well. What are your thoughts in this one?
Well, yeah, I'm going to try my hardest to do a call back to our other show here. Let's see if I can get it right. Well, Pete, I was going to ask you what Rob Dove, one of the top 10 pro punters in the UK today, had to say.
Well, Rob and I for a long time have speculated about her wanting these conditions. I have not had a chance to talk to Rob about this specifically. He typically defers to me on the ones happening on our shores, though we'll often have his own opinions as well. I usually defer to him on what's going on over there, constantly defer to him on what's going on over there. But, I mean, I think I would imagine he would see it like me and might ask me about, you know, Channel Maker. Just looking at the basics of the form would appear the obvious alternative. Well, what did you come up with?
Yeah, Magic Wand for me seems like a fun single. You know, she's obviously the most classy type. I had one of the biggest wagers of my entire life in the Breeders' Cup Betting Challenge, where Magic Wand made it a little bit interesting for a filly that I had placed a wager on. And so I think that her form is entirely too strong for this race. I'm not going to fall for the fast figure that Epico got last time. I don't bet California turf horses. Showing up on the East Coast, it's very similar to, but not as strict of a rule as betting the East Coast dirt sprinters running on the West Coast when Bob Baffert has one in there. But, you know, I guess Channel Maker, like you mentioned, has that freaky, freaky performance over this turf course. But I think Magic Wand's going to be too tough for him. I'll single there as well.
All right. We got a few other stakes races at Belmont, JK, including something you don't see too often, a Grade 3 as the opener on Saturday. That one is the Vagrancy. I did not prep you for it, so I don't feel like we should yap about that. But I do think we need to talk about the Peter Pan and the Bogey at least quickly. Let's start off with Race 4, the Peter Pan Global Campaign making the return to the races in here. But I was pretty intrigued by Intrepid Heart might be the one for me. What did you think?
I absolutely love Intrepid Heart in the Belmont Stakes. So I'm torn here, right? I think I'm going to watch this race. I'm going to hope Intrepid Heart runs second, shows up in the Belmont, and I can bet him there. Now, I'm kidding. I'm going to root for Intrepid Heart. A friend of ours and a friend of the show, Jacob West, purchased Intrepid Heart. I think that this horse is going to love the mile and a half. He's a half to Commissioner, who ran so well in the race. But, you know, look, the mile and an eighth I think is perfect. He'll be fine with that distance. But I want him next time, Global Campaign, a half to Bolt Doro. Obviously makes a lot of sense. He was banging on the door of the Derby chase earlier in this year. I think those two are the ones that I like the most. Unfortunately, it doesn't appear that Federal Case is going to pan out to what I think they hoped Federal Case was going to pan out to when they purchased that horse off of Rudolph Brissett. But we'll see. He's got some back numbers that could fit. If you had to make me bet something right here, I would bet Intrepid Heart. But I'm looking for the next race. So I might pass on this one.
More of a watch and wait approach for you there. I do want to put in a quick word about the Bogey. Grade 3 goes as race number 7. Form handicapping sent me right to Homerik with that. We talked about Magic Wand before. Homerik has formed that one in Wild Illusion that would make her very, very tough to down. Just looks like the one for me. I don't have a lot creative today, JK, I got to tell you. What about you?
Yeah, Peter Brandt and Chad Brown obviously have done some moves like this before. Our Breeders' Cup filly and mare turf winner, Sister Charlie, I believe, was purchased from over in France and brought over here and obviously made her presence known. I agree. This horse has, on Time Form US, the horse has figures over there that fit with this group. You got to think there's going to be a move up over here now in Chad's barn, looking for whatever it is they were looking for, whether it's either Lasix or fast ground. Usually these Europeans, when they come over here and they switch permanently to Chad or to whoever, Christoph or whoever it is, it's usually from because they want fast ground or they need Lasix. And so whichever one it is, I think Homerique will be extremely tough in this one.
I'd throw Tight Turns into that mix, too. Yeah, Sister Charlie was second in the French Oaks before coming over here and obviously making a big impact last season. So, all right, I think we gave the people a decent amount of stuff there to chew on, JK, and that's going to do it for this edition of the Naira Betts Late Pick 5 podcast. Thank you. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. This new show has hit the ground running in terms of the numbers, and we appreciate the support. This show has also been a production of In the Money Media. In the Money Media's business manager is Drew Cotney. I'm Peter Thomas Fornital. May you win all your photos! In celebration of the Man of War Festival at Belmont Park, Naira Betts is offering an exclusive 15% winner's bonus on the Naira Betts Late Pick 5 this Saturday. Already considered racing's best play, it just got even better with a 15% winner's bonus. Exclusively available online with Naira Betts, bet must be placed on the Naira Betts app to qualify. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code MONEY and earn a $200 new member bonus. That's NairaBetts.com, NYRABetts.com, $200 bonus. Use that promo code MONEY.